I'll always remember.
I click this thing on, so yeah. It'll just be gone.
You want some tea?
Some coffee if you have it. If not, sealed it. She's kind of the only one I know over there at Warner Brothers, but she's nicer than most of the people in the record business.
Most of the people, sure. But they're probably pretty hard people.
Very weird people.
Oh, man.
Very strange. I haven't been into it that long.
What, this movement and all this?
The movement, yes, the record movement, no.
Oh,
or record business.
Yeah. I think actually what this movement is a battle movement, don't you?
Well, all of the movement or music or what?
Well,
probably everything.
Music, the whole thing. Music's the whole thing anyway, because that's, I guess music is just a form of some kind of tricky breathing. Right?
I guess so. I think this interview is going to be a little strange because I never heard your music before about a week ago.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
You probably heard about it anybody else. Nobody.
Well, no, actually.
Indoctrinated you and put you through sometimes.
Okay, no one indoctrinated me. But let me explain. I got your Safe as Milk album. It was re-released. And the girl at Buddha gave it to me.
The girl at Buddha?
Sue Clark.
Oh, she's a nice girl, isn't she? I call over there once in a while to tease Krasnow.
What's that?
I call once in a while to tease Krasnow. Oh, not Sue Clark. I'm thinking of Blue Thumb. Buddha, yeah. I met her at
Well, they did. They did this, right? Or at least they distributed it or whatever the thing is.
Oh, famous.
That's your record, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen this record. I've been playing it about 6 years ago. But I haven't seen this new...
Well, it was just re-released 3 months ago or so.
Oh, they put a lovely little cellar on the top. Safe as Milk album, which is one of the forgotten classics of rock and roll. Just find a winner of all these things.
That was 6 years ago?